Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Aaron Gurnis. Our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville is Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz. We're going to be talking about some bird migration patterns and also a project going on at Marion County Park. Marla, thanks a lot for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
We're sitting outside at Marion County Park. It's a pretty nice morning, actually, and we just want to talk a little bit about some of the things going on right now in nature as fall starts to come around, you know, in the beginning to middle of September here. And one thing that I know that you've mentioned to me before, and Dr. Bob as well before, is that the bird migration is really starting to come, pelicans, hummingbirds, that sort of thing. Can you tell us a little bit about that and where people can see these migrations?
Sure. Actually, I just left the city of Knoxville, and there's a flock of about 200 pelicans flying over the community as we speak. So they might look like, you know, a flock of geese, but they're actually the young American pelicans, and they're really dotting the Red Rock Lake at this time, especially around White Breast along Highway 14. So it's kind of a celebration of white birds right now. The egrets are poised around the lake. Many different kinds of egrets are starting to show up, and of course numerous great blue herons, and the pods of pelicans are just feeding frantically. Mm-hmm. But as I say, they're the young birds of the year, the subadults, ones that didn't reproduce probably in the north this year. They always come back first on their migration south. They're a freshwater bird, so they will be heading towards the Gulf of Mexico rather than to maybe, say, the saltwater oceanic areas that the brown pelicans that we don't have here. So there's a little bit of difference between the two birds. Right now, we've got a major migration of hummingbirds, and people are noticing their hummingbirds are getting battled over, and territory is an issue. And also we're noticing a lot of bees hanging around the hummingbird feeders, which really isn't so much of an issue for the hummingbirds. It's just an issue for us who want to change it. So I guess I would advise anyone who's having maybe a bee problem to change hummingbird feeders when it's cold, the coldest part of the day, and usually the bees are a little bit more docile at that point, or have an area where maybe they can feed at a different area and maybe leave the feeders alone. But every fall it's kind of this way with fluctuation of temperatures. Monarch migration, it's already started. I know that there's some tagging programs going on this Friday. Tracy at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is holding a monarch tagging event, and it's one of those things that we're really noticing a problem with monarchs. A lot of herbicides and drought and things are inhibiting, you know, the larval stages of monarchs. And so here's a little insect that lives 8 months out of the year and migrates 2,000 miles to Mexico, and they're really having some issues. So we don't find the groups of monarchs on their movements as much as we used to. So it might be kind of a trial and error time of year to find those butterflies. But everything's on schedule. It just doesn't feel like it at this point for us. Everything's still green and so hot. And of course, there's lower water levels due to the drought. And our plants are starting to show some effects of the drought. But hopefully, we'll get some rain and fill up some of those creeks and streams soon.
Tell us a little bit about how the drought is going to impact maybe this migration. Obviously, we had a lot of rain in the spring, but that has since dried up in July, August. So how does that impact some of those birds, especially, like you said, the pelicans looking for food and that sort of thing?
Well, we're right on the Mississippi Flyway, which is the most heavily used flyway for migration. And with all the reservoirs, you know, we're doing pretty good for the amount of water. It's the streams and rivers that are suffering. And last year, there was an impact on deer, not so much for migration, but the midges. You know, it was a great hatch year for them, being dry stream beds and different watering holes that everything would accumulate at. And so it's not so much for the migrating birds. I think that's one reason why they're moving so fast, and maybe just a tad bit early is because of the water, but it's a significant problem for our local wildlife and for people as well. It's just something that I guess we have to deal with. We can't change that, but we do need to be aware of things that are occurring in our own backyard, and some things will suffer. And it's nice to know if that occurs around your home. If you happen to notice deer, you know, heading for water, dying in water, that's always an issue. But the plants and everything are probably not going to show its effects for another year or two. The major impacts, we're just noticing it at this time on a lower level. when it comes to water, we all need it, and the reservoirs are going to hold water specifically, and migration birds will definitely utilize all the reservoirs, probably more heavily this year than any. So keep your eye out.
And as we're sitting here at Marion County Park on a slightly different note, there is a major project going on here at the pond, and I know that it might impact some of the roads around the park here as well in the near future.
Yes, actually, the pond is just about fully drained. We've got a little issue with the drain at the moment to finally get that last little bit of water released, but the sill dam is now being started, and we've got some heavy equipment that is back there working and unhauling truckloads to create that sill pond. So the closed roads might not be something that should be a surprise if you happen to come to the county park and notice that pedestrian areas are going to be closed off, and it's just due to safety and keeping people away from the areas of the heavy equipment.
And actually, what happens with that sill as it's being hauled out? Where does it go?
It's going to another pond. They're not actually dredging the lake as of right now. They're creating a sill pond. And so that pond will actually collect silt in the future from the watershed prior to entering into the pond and recreating the same issue of silt. That's been the main issue of Marion County Park. It started out as a very deep lake and ended up, you know, filling up with many feet of silt, and a lot of the areas were only 3 to 6 feet deep. And so, you know, the fish were stressed and they were not growing appropriately. The invertebrates were not there. So it was just a lack of food for the whole ecosystem, and things just weren't working appropriately. And this phase is starting, but it's always the phase that we don't like. You know, it's the ugly phase and not the beautiful, pristine phase that will become here in the near future.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add today?
I think we're okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks to Marla Mertz, our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella's up next.